Okay, today's daf is Shabbos daf Dalet. Shabbos daf Dalet, and the Gemara talks about the case of Rav Bibi Bar Abaya. Rabbi Abaya had the following suffix that was quoted also on yesterday's daf. Hidik paspatanur. If somebody puts dough in order to bake in an oven on Shabbos, and now he's going to violate the Malacha Daraisa of Afiyah, unless he takes it off. If somebody takes it off beforehand. But there is an Issa Durabanan to take off this dough from the oven on Shabbos. The question is, Hidvik paspatanur hitiru lo radosa kodem shevel dechi of chatos alo hitiru. Is one allowed to take it off? So Amalei Ravacha bar Abaya Ravina. Ravacha bar Abaya asked Ravina, what exactly is the case that we're talking about? That his question was whether you could take it off or not. Hechidami ilema b'shogeg velo idkarlei. If he was shogeg, he forgot it was Shabbos. He didn't know it was aser throughout, and now he still thinks it's shogeg lamani tiru. So who are we talking about? To be matter who? He doesn't know he did anything wrong. Ve'elalav diyahader v'idkar. So no, it must be that he did it when he was shogeg, and now he realizes that it's Shabbos and he wasn't allowed to do it. So mi mechayev, so he wouldn't be chayev a karban anyway in that case. V'atnan, the Mishnah says later on, kol chayve chatos einan chayavin ashe tichilasan shkaga v'sofan shkaga. You have to be shogeg throughout to be chayev a karban. Ela b'meizid, it must be that he did it b'meizid. So the question is b'meizid. So then kodem shevadi yisur skila mi ba'ilei. So then we're not talking about chatos, we're talking about skila. So that wouldn't be Rav Bibi's, that wouldn't be the formulation of Rav Bibi's question. So our answer, the olam b'shogeg, lamani tiru l'achirim. We're talking about he did b'shogeg. Reuven put it on b'shogeg. And Reuven still doesn't know about it. He went somewhere else. But Shimon realizes what Reuven did. And the question is, can Shimon now take it off for Reuven, saving Reuven from an issa d'araisa of afiyah b'shabbos, but himself violating the issa d'rabbanan? So Maskav Rav Sheshes. Rav Sheshes asked the rhetorical question. Do we ever say that? That I should sacrifice, I should violate an Isser to save my friend from violating an Isser? Even a more chamer Isser? Of course not, the Gemara assumes. So Elam Ravashi, Ravashi says, you're right, go back to Mezid. Really, it's Mezid and switch the Girsa. Either it means Lideus or Skila, or Vachavam Beredrava has that Beferish, right? So it's about Isser Skila. So the Gemara seems to say Beferish, that a person is not Mechuyev, and maybe because he's not Mechuyev, he's not obligated. I mean, he's not obligated, and therefore he's not allowed to violate an Isser Kal in order to save his friend from an Isser Chamor, right? My Ruchnius comes first. Maybe it's similar to the Gemara in Mesechet Bamitzia about the one canteen in the desert, and I have the canteen, so Chayecha Kodman, right, Rabbi Kiva says, and therefore he comes first. Tosfos, though, says it is not so pashut. Tosfos says that there are other Gemaras that give different impressions. Tosfos brings up the Gemara in Maseches Erev and Adaf Lamed Beis. The Gemara says that if somebody has a chaver, owns a piece of land, and he has an Amma Aretz that is getting fruit for him, he says, go bring me some fruit. And he's nervous that the Amaris might take some fruit, before he brings it back. And there wasn't Hafrasha done, and it's Tevel. So says the Gemara, Mutav, Sheyechshedu Chaverim, Litrom, Shalom and Amukaf, while Yachilu Amaris Tvalim, better for the Chaver to take off Chumas and Maestros, Shalom and Amukaf, even though it's not connected to the Tvua that is being matired, better for him to do that, which is not al-Kharchila, right, which is not al-Kharchila to do it Shalom and Amukaf, better to do that than have the Am Haaretz eat Tevel. That is the Shita of the Gemara, and the Gemara formulates it. Nichalei delachaver delevet amaaretz isur. The Rosh Gamliel argues. He says no. Let the amaaretz do isur rabba viiwa filu isur kalil lo levet. But the Tanakhama there says that the chaver should violate, so to speak. So he asks Tosfos, our Gemara seems to say beferish that you shouldn't violate anything to save your friend from any avera. And the Gemara there, you say chateip. You don't say chateip b'shul shi'izka chaviracha. And there you do. That's the kasha. So there will be five approaches at least. We'll mention five in the Rishonim. How to deal with this question. What are the rules? So Tosfos' answer is, V'hadamar b'chom arvin, Rebbe Savar nichalei l'chavit levet yisur ha-kalila, V'lo levet am ha-aretz yisur ha-rabba, Hasam k'dei shelo yochal amaretz tevel al yado. Over there, the chaver, the friend, had a hand in the avera. He told the amaretz, go get tvua from my field. So if he has a hand in the avera, so then it's different. To amar lei, malei lecha kalkala shel t'einim, go fill up some figs, mi t'einati. Aval hachash lo nasi Yisrael yod, here's nothing to do with me. There, somebody put some dough on the oven, nothing to do with me. Ein omrim lo chatei, afilu Yisrael kal. Then you don't say that. Shelo yavach hafilu Yisrael chamer. You don't say that. So the chiluk is whether it is partially my fault, right? The Meiri's Lashon, the Meiri here has a couple of important deos. When the Meiri quotes a similar dea, he has two deos. First, the Meiri says, V'tirtu chach me'atzorfatim, shalo nomar sham ela mebnei shem yechta ama aretz nimsa chaver gorem lo. The chaver caused it. Aval bezu she'eno gorem lo, lo itiru lo. Depends if he was gorim or not. But then the Meiri has a stronger approach, quoting something we quoted a few days ago. V'chach me'adoros mosifin b'teretzeh, shafa chaver el ilu chata ama aretz nimsa hu nosein michshol, v'yesh lo chelek ba'aveira. If I told him to get the teinim, and then he goes and eats the tevel, then I get a chelik of the aver because of lifnei iver. It seems to me befeir is two deos about lifnei iver, as we discussed a couple of days ago, whether you look at it as an iser klali and iser prati. So that's the mir. But either way, the point is, the chelik is, whether he has a chelik in the avera or not. That is the chelik, the first chelik that Tosfos brings. If you look at the Maariv Chayis here, it's a general comment, but the Maariv Chayis is commenting on this line of Tosfos. Maariv Chayis says, we have to look at this sugya similar in terms of spiritual world as we do in the physical world. Right? In the physical world, we have to take care of our friend no matter what. And we have to save him. We have to sacrifice our own averus, right? To save somebody else's life, we're docha shabbos, and we do all averus. So too, maybe here in the spiritual realm, muta v'akolish b'yisrael lafrish chaveru mi'isr kamoshri inu b'pikoch nefesh b'shabbos over chole osim kol meleches isr b'shvel achole v'ein zeh b'chol chatei b'shul shi'iska chaviracha. Nobody's going to say, oh, I'm doing something wrong to save my friend. Kiven sh'akolish b'yisrael tala ha'mitzvah shlo lamar al damrei eyu u'mechuyiv l'shtadel ba'atzalas chaveru b'chol ofan ha'efshar afil makam ha'veira v'zeo gufa shal mitzvah. And therefore, that's kind of a parallel, says the Maariv Chayis. So, you know, that weights the balance onto helping him and preventing him. But we have all these chilukim in the Rishonim as well. The Ramban also quotes this answer, but again, has an important formulation. If you look in the Ha'ar in the Ramban, he also notes this as well. The Ramban, in the first answer, quotes like, Tosfos kashter beinu tam, umefarkinen shani hasem sh'al yado shal chaver hu oseh. Aval sh'omar le malei l'cha kalkelezu te'enim mitinati sh'omar le malei l'cha kalkelezu te'enim mitinati. So he points out in the footnote that it's only where there's a direct cause. I told him to go gather fruit. But what if there's an indirect cause? That's not good enough, right? Later on in Tosfos, if you keep reading Tosfos for a moment, skipping other answers, but Tosfos brings up a third makar. Our Gemara is one, Gemara in Erevin is two, but the Gemara in the Mishnah, Gi and Daf Mem Aleph, talks about Yevachati Eved Chatzi Ben Chorin, who we paskin like Beis Shammai, Beis Olam Odeh Beis Shammai, that your Kofes Rabo, you force the Rav to be Meshachar Avdo, even though there's an Isser of being Meshachar Avdo over Baasei, but we force him because this Eved is stuck, he can't do any Puravu. He can't do pruvi. He's nobody to marry. Therefore, we force him. But one second. How did he become a chazi of a chazi min chorin? One of the masters was meshachrer. So he used to be owned by two masters. One was meshachrer. Now he's only owned by one. So wasn't that first master kind of setting up a situation where he couldn't do the mitzvah pruvu? Nobody to get married. So he kind of caused the problem. But Tosfos doesn't answer in that case. Oh, he caused it. Tosfos gives other answers. Tosfos says, oh, puravu, shiny period of rivya, the mitzvah rabahi. That's a big mitzvah, right? And therefore it's different. Or other kind. Why didn't Tosfos just say the same thing? There the guy, the first Meshachar caused it. So the Ha'ar and the Ramban, he says, no, the cause is, it has to be direct. Go gather fruit for me. Here, it's not gather fruit. He was Meshachar. And Memele is in a situation where he can't do the mitzvah puravu. It's not considered as direct. Number one. But that's all answer number one, whether the chaver is partially at fault or not. And that might even be a chelek in the avera, depending on your approach of lifnei iver. The Ramban has another answer. Again, most of the answers focus on that case is unique and different in Miseches Erevin. Says the Ramban, shiny hidbik pas betaner b'shogeg. Delav Isserhu, says the Ramban, over here, what are you preventing? The guy put the bread on Bishogeg. So what are you trying to prevent? That he should bring a carbon? Okay, he'll bring a carbon. Not so bad. You're trying to exempt him from a derech where he has kapara from anyway. She'ef shalol is kapara b'chatos. So he'll bring the carbon. Then rediyasa el is chuslo she'ipater mi carbon anal. What's the case over there? You're saving him from an Isser Misa. It's a misa b'shogeg, misa b'dishamayim, but it's still a very chomor, right, act, and therefore you don't want him to do it. Again, he didn't know, but it's an Ama Aretz, so maybe he wouldn't even care, right? And that's why he wouldn't ask. That's considered amazing. That's Misavide Shamayim. So therefore, that's the difference. To save him from a Karban is not going to be allowed, but to prevent him from a Misavide Shamayim is going to be allowed. Number two. A third idea also mentioned in the Meiri, interesting lumdus wise, and that is Chachmei Lunel, Tertzu. Shekol Shechaver Yodea Ba'am Ha'aretz. Anyone. Yodea Ba'am Ha'aretz. Shechote Biadayim. Noach Lo Lasos Hu Isser Kalios Anitzel Me'avera Chamura. Aval Isser Chomer Habala Amaretz Me'elov. Kigon Afia Sheinat Baki Isser Chomer In Over Love Afilub Isser Kal. Says the Meiri in this day. Here, what is he preventing? He's preventing a Maisa B'kum V'yadayim. That already is much more chamor, right? We know in many areas of halacha, right? For example, the Gemara in Yevamos about the Yesh Koach B'yad Chachamim Lakar Devim HaTorah. What does the Gemara say there? The Gemara has a couple of deis about the Koach of the Chachamim. What about Eliyahu Bahar Carmel? That was obviously an exception to the rule. The Gemara there ends up saying, well, Shev Al Tase Shaini, right? Shev Al Tase. If you're doing an Aveira, but Shev Al Tase, not doing a mitzvah, that is different. That's the Gemara in Yevamos on Daf Tzadik, right? Amalei Shev Al Tase Shaini, right? Or we know the Gemara Maseches Brachos, right? Lo Sasur, the sugya of Lo Sasur. We had that in the second parak, in the third parak of Maseches Brachos, where the Gemara talks about how could the Rabbanan, again, a similar context, but the Gemara, again, answers there, Shev Al Tase Shaini. So here too, says the Chachmei Lunel, here in the Meiri, to prevent somebody from doing an Aveira B'kum Vaaseh, that's more Chamor. But here, leaving the dough on is just B'Shev Al Tase, and therefore, it would be an Isser. It would be an Isser Kal. So, number one, again, Tosfos says it depends if you was that part of your fault or not. The Ramban, depending whether it's preventing an Isser Misa or just a Ptur from a Karban, the Chachmei Lunel here, the Meiri, preventing an Aveira B'Maisa versus an Aveira D'Memela. The Meiri also there continues and has a fourth day. Again, each of these could be spoken about more in depth, but we're just getting a cursory look. What's the case in Erevin where the Ama Aretz didn't do anything wrong? He's just going and collecting your fruit for you, and it happens to be about Avera. He didn't start by doing anything wrong. But our case, which is Be'isser, ain matirin lo lasos b'shvilo afilu iser kal. If he was the one that messed up, right, kind of the opposite answer of the first answer. First answer was that what's the rule, what's the exception? In a case where you were at fault, then you have a responsibility to try to prevent him from doing it. Here, it's where he was at fault, then I have no obligation to do it because it's his pshia. Right, again, there too, where somebody is poshea at the beginning, that also has ramifications, and we would say that halacha might be different. Where do we have this? We have a little bit, I think, in Erevin, in the Tosfos there, on Daf Kuf, in the sugi of Asi Dogalosase, where the Gemara talks about if the blood gets mixed up between Matan Dalet and Matan Achas, Machlokas Tanam there in the Mishnah, is it better to do extra sprinklings on the Mizbeach or less sprinklings on the Mizbeach? So Tosfos there discusses, why don't you say the assay of sprinkling is Doche the Losase of Bal Tosef? So Tosfos there has a couple of suggestions, but the one that the focus on Yishlomar, the Rishonim, Tosfos has one answer. Yishlomar to Lodami Klal Klaim Betzitzis to Hacha Ayidei Pshia Huba. Ayidei Pshia, you can't say Asidocholos Asif. It starts with the Pshia. To Hayayachol is Kayim Balotchias Salaf. Asidocholos Asif is where it has to happen, right? And it's he didn't do anything wrong. If you did something wrong and you were the one that got into this situation, so that is the problem. So here too, that is the next day of the fourth answer of ours that was saying based on the Meiri that it was Be'isser. Finally, the Ritva quotes a final answer. The Ritva says, he quotes the other answers of the Rishonim, of Tosfos and the Ramban, but then he quotes a last one. V'yesh latariz delo dami klal. First he quotes, chad da'asam avid yisur al yado, shomer lo lech v'lakoti emiti nati. Tosfos' answer. V'shem amar esomech alav la'asram. V'od da'asam l'miftere me'yisr tevel shu b'misa. V'ache inor alapadri mi'bar mit ha'karban. Ramban. V'od hasam avid mi'dinafshe. V'hacha amrinan shein omrim lo kein. Over there in Erevin, it's talking about what he's doing. What he did it, good. Here, if he comes to Bezin and says, what should I do? We would tell him, don't. She ain't omrim lo kein. Or we tell him, In omrim lokein, we don't say that you can. So that's, again, it's interesting. Is the Ritva saying we don't tell him and we tell him not to, or we don't tell him that he has to? That is not 100% clear in the Ritva. But again, this Ritva Deya, I think, highlights this sticky issue. Because on the one hand, we want to help him out. But on the other hand, you know, he's especially if he did it himself and it's Dara de Mamela. But the Ritva says maybe there's even a chilek between what he could do and what Beis Din will tell him he should do or he has to do, right? Because it is it has competing values, and that Ritva kind of highlights that idea. There is a third Gemara that the Ramban brings up. A third. So far, how many have we had? We had our fourth Gemara. We had our Gemara here on Shabbos Dav Dalet about the dough. We had the Gemara in Erevin about the Tevin. We had the Gemara in Gittin Daf Mem Aleph about the Shichur Avdo. Finally, there's one more. The Gemara in Psachim Adaf Nutes talks about the Asay of Ashlama, the Asay of starting and ending the day with the Karban Tamid. Karban Tamid is the beginning and the end, the first and last Karban every day, except for the Karban Pesach. But the Gemara talks about what about bringing a karban for someone who was mechusar kippurim, someone who couldn't eat the karban Pesach, but that was his day. They didn't get to bring the karban of the mechusar kippurim until erev Pesach, and they already brought the karban tamid. And if they don't bring the mechusar kippurim, they don't bring his karban, they're not going to be able to eat the karban Pesach. So Gemara says that the kohanim could violate the asay of hashlama of bringing a karban after the karban tamid, in order to save this guy from being chayv karis, from not eating the Karban Pesach. So the Ramban says, you see there, v'kashalu hadar minim b'psachim, koin over la seda shlamo, makrav karban mechusar kippurim, bari p'sachim, k'desh lo yavo chavir l'de yisr karis. Says the Ramban, another fascinating answer. The efshar lomar, shiny koanim, deshluche Yisrael shavinu rachmana. So he's quoting a Gemara in Kiddushin, daf chav gimel, nedarim daf lamed hey. But again, there's a machlokas there. There's a question whether Kohanim, when they act, are they our shlichim or are they Hashem shlichim? Shluchei d'rachmana or shluchei didan? That is a discussion there. Again, a big topic that Beis Hashem will be able to talk about. But the Ramban picks one side. Again, is he passing that way or is he just using that as a model? Maybe he would say hashkafically a little bit. That even if you say Shluchei D'Rachmana, there is still some Shluchei D'Yisrael, but he says since the Kohanim are Shluchei D'Yisrael, so therefore, it's basically, he's doing it for himself. You're his Shliach. Shiny Kohanim, the Shluchei Yisrael, Shavin Rachmana, v'hu eino yachol azakot me'atzmo. He can't do it, you're the Kohen, right? He can't do it himself, but you're acting really on his behalf. It's not that a friend is just coming in, but you're acting for him, and therefore, it is different. Fascinating suggestion that is... Kohanim would be different. And again, I don't know if you have to say that he's taking a stand on the issue, halachili, shluchei d'rachman or shluchei didan, but he might just be quoting that daya as a model for whenever you're doing it, you're acting it on his behalf. There's also a discussion in some of the Achronim, the Ksav Sofer discusses this in Simon Samach Beis, how much is this sugya based on arvus, based on kol yisrael arevim zelazel? We know if a fellow Jew didn't do a mitzvah yet, and I did the mitzvah, so then I could be motzi him in the mitzvah. I make kiddush already, I can make kiddush for him. I could blow shofar for him, I could lay in the megillah for him, I could do any mitzvah for him, based on kol yisrael arevim zelazel. Because if he didn't do the mitzvah yet, then I'm lacking. Like the Ritva's Lashon in Rosh Hashanah, guf echad. All bnei yisrael like guf echad. So if one of my guf, part of my guf is lacking, so then I'm allowed to do it for him. That's Arvus. The Ksav Sofer wonders, how much is this sugya connected to Arvus? Because there are dafkaminas, there are some achronim. Big discussion between Rabbi Kiva Eger and the Nodeb Yehuda in Hilchas Kiddush. What about women? Are women included in Arvus? There is a line in the Rosh of Maseches Brachas, I think in the third parak, where the Rosh says, Nashim inim b'chol Arvus. The question is, does he really mean that, looking based on context? It might just be, Nashim are not b'chol Arvus in mitzvos that they are not obligated in. Right, that's what he might mean. That's the machlokas, Rabbi Kiva Eger and the Nodeb Yehuda on Shulchan Aruch. But let's say, according to some, women are not b'chol arvus. So then maybe women would have different rules in this sugya of chatei b'shul shiyiska chavirecha if it's based on arvus. So that is the suggestion of the Ksav Sofer. If you look at the Minchas Asher here in Shabbos, Simen Ches, he assumes for sure not. He says this is not based on arvus. L'chara nirat fei de'ez et toli b'arvus klau ela takachu ritzoni yisbarach. Shelo yechdu Yisrael. Hashem doesn't want Jews to sin. Vim yechdu yezeh b'yisura kalila. V'lo b'yisura rabba. And if they sin, better to do. You take a national view. Better for one Jew to do a lighter sin than for one Jew to do a chamor sin. V'omrim la'adam chatei, does that milui ritzonu yisbarach shemo? Right, relating to the sugya that Rav Asher Weiss talks about often in his farm of Ratzon Hashem. Not, doesn't say anywhere in the Gemara and in the Rishonim that it's based on arvos, right? It's based on the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu might want you to sacrifice something in order to, you know, help somebody else, right? What about the mitzvah of Hakel? The mitzvah of Hakel is sacrificing, Rav Nosson Adler, right, says that sacrificing your own personal spirituality to take your wife and kids, right? There'll be a more spiritual experience probably if you go alone. But that's the sacrifice. That's the sacrifice that is demanded. So maybe this is similar to that. Maybe to give that mashal, like the mashal of Hakel, it's a separate idea based on Ratzon Hashem. Okay, we will stop here. But Hashem probably won't be one tomorrow. Won't be alumnus tomorrow, but we will continue.